Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Reed Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Most recently, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, or URA, unveiled the Singapore Draft Master Plan 2025, or DMP 2025. This is a development blueprint for the next 10 to 15 years, support diverse housing and lifestyle needs, enable a competitive economy and vibrant workspace, strengthening climate resilience, and enhance our sense of belonging. Continue to watch on as this video will cover 4 key themes in the DPM 2025 that not only cover more housing. Without further ado, let's head straight into the discussion. The DMP 2025 present plans for more housing options, in addition to the plans for new neighbourhood in more central location as previously announced. This location include Pearl Hill, Marina South, Bukit Timah Turf City, the former Keppel Golf Course, and Mount Pleasant. The master plan outlined plans for more new homes and neighbourhoods across the island. Firstly, there will be a mix of public and private homes, along with amenities will be introduced at Dover Medway along Dover Road in the Greater One North area. The new Dover Medway neighbourhood will support residents who wish to stay close to work and learning space in the Knowledge Hub. It's home to leading technology, media and biomedical firm and institutes of higher learning. Next, let's head over to the north at Kranji. The site occupied by the former Singapore Racecourse will be redeveloped into a new housing estate. This site will capitalize on its rustic surrounding to blend recreation and leisure activities with daily lives. Not only that, after the relocation of existing use from 2028, the Sabawang Shipyard area will be progressively transformed into a distinctive mixed-use waterfront district, where the design of the future housing estate will take into consideration of the area, coastal and maritime character. Following the relocation of Paya Lebar Air Base from 2030s onwards, the site and its surrounding area will be gradually undergo a major transformation into a community-centric and future-ready town. It will feature an extensive network of green and blue space, well-connected mobility option and a distinct aviation character. At the same time, existing towns such as Pasir Ris, the authority are studying a new neighbourhood near Sungai Loyang. It could include homes, commercial and community facility, and a linear park along Sungai Loyang. Then, there is also the Woodland North Coast, which comprises two unique housing projects, Housing by the Woods and Woodland Waterfront. This precinct will have convenient access to various amenities and employment opportunities, as well as to the rest of Singapore and Malaysia via the nearby Woodland North MRT station and Johor Bahru Singapore Rapid Transit System Link. There will also be more opportunity to live in and near the city centre, with a new Newton neighbourhood planted next to the Newton MRT station, comprising three clusters and Newton Circles, Scotts Roads and Monk Hill. The neighbourhood will be shaped as a vibrant mixed-use urban village with new homes set amidst greenery. At the doorstep of Orchard Road, the new Paterson neighbourhood will also be transformed into a bustling mixed-use hub with new residential developments, shops and public spaces. Currently, this is an empty piece of state land. Maybe they should also build a hawker centre to bring back the crowd to Orchard Road. On this note, what do you think? Anyway, at the southern end, after the port vacant, Keppel Terminal and Keppel District Park will welcome new homes along a unique waterfront setting with access to knobs like Harbourfront and Sentosa. This area confirmed private condos. Another refreshment at Keppel Bay in the making? Here, the DMP 2025 is not all about building more flats and condos only. There are also plans to bring recreation and amenities closer to everyone. There are plans for better access to recreation space and amenities such as sport facilities, retail and community space. In addition to every household being a 10 minutes walk from a park. Proposals include providing new integrated community hubs, include proposed hub in Woodland, Yio Chu Kang and Sengkang. Conveniently located near transport hubs, this integrated community hub will bring together sports, recreation, healthcare, and retail facility under one roof to better serve resident needs. This community hub, such as Heartbeat at Bodok, One Punggol, and One Tampines Hub are popular places for residents and even for myself. Besides integrating recreation facility into new neighborhood, there are also plans to work with agency to activate underutilized areas such as space below MRT viaducts and the rooftop of HDB multi-storey car park for social and recreation activities. Singapore is also on track to have 8 in 10 households be within a 10 minutes walk from a train station by the 2030s, as part of the national objective to enhance connectivity while reducing car dependency. Our cycling network will be expanded to around 1,300 km by 2030 to encourage healthier and greener journey. There are also plans for the new pedestrian bridge connecting Marina Centre and Bay East Garden 2. This is definitely good news for joggers like me. By 2028, a new Changi Point Bridge will improve cycling connectivity from Changi Point Water Front Park to Changi Beach Park across Sungai Changi 2. The focus of the DMP 2025 is to continue driving Singapore economic growth by strengthening our economic gateways and business nodes, rejuvenating key precincts and supporting innovation. The Northern, Eastern and Western Gateway will continue to grow as important economic hubs. Upcoming development in Woodland Regional Centre will capitalise on the RTS link, which is targeted to be ready by end 2026. The opening of Changi Airport Terminal 5 in the mid-2030s will reinforce Singapore's position as a global aviation hub. The PSA Supply Chain Hub and Tuas Port, scheduled to be completed in 2027 and 2040s respectively, will enhance Singapore's logistic capability and port capacity. Bishan Sharp Regional Centre, for example, will undergo rejuvenation with the introduction of new workplace, amenities and pedestrian-friendly streets. Agencies are studying the potential of transforming Bishan Place into a landscape pedestrian mall, as well as plan for the new polyclinic and potential hawker centre that could be integrated with an upgraded bus interchange. In addition, a few government agencies are currently exploring the feasibility of relocating the office here to jumpstart the development of this business node. Ho Sei Liao, property price confirmed shoot out the roof in Bishan. How will property price go down? Over at Marina Bay, new attraction will be introduced to boost our city capacity to host international events in a vibrant environment for locals, businesses and leisure travellers alike. This includes a blended wellness destination and recreation space in the bay such as NS Square and Passion Wave Outpost at Bayfront, as well as the expansion of Marina Bay Sands. This effort will further enhance Marina Bay as an inclusive and welcoming destination. There are also plans on the table to reimagine former Jurong Bird Park and Jurong Hill. These are some of the winners from the design competition, who envision the area as a mixed-use precinct that blends work and leisure and is anchored by the site, unique terrain and industrial identity. The DMP 2025 outlines strategy to address the impact of climate change, such as rising temperature and sea level, and present further effort in optimizing land use both above and below ground. This initiative will continue to be expanded and refined to ensure that Singapore remains livable and adaptable in the face of future challenges, alongside ongoing effort to redevelop the city in response to the changing needs of our people. With Singapore mean temperature projected to rise significantly by 2100 due to climate changes, efforts are underway to design a cooler and more comfortable urban environment. Even as we continue to develop, environmental modeling tools are being developed in collaboration with local universities to create more climate-sensitive urban design, which contribute towards a more comfortable environment for precincts. With rising sea level posing a critical threat, Singapore is advancing plans for Long Island. Beyond coastal protection, water and flood resilience, Long Island will create land for future needs and recreation opportunities. The DMP 2025 will tap on our underground space to free up valuable surface space for people and build robust infrastructure to support long-term growth. Some examples include the MRT tunnels, the deep tunnel sewage system, and Jurong Rock Canvas, helping to free up valuable surface land while supporting the development of infrastructures. Striking a balance between social, economic, and environmental consideration remain a key tenet of the DMP 2025. Beyond enhancing our heritage space, we will leverage innovation approach to ensure that Singapore continue to develop sensitivity as a city in nature. Our vision towards becoming a city in nature has progressed steadily. Over the next 5 years, we will target to implement more than 25 new parks and over 50 kilometers of park connectors. The upcoming Kranji Nature Corridor, for instance, will strengthen ecological connectivity in the northern region of the island between the Mandai Mangrove and Mudflat Nature Park and the Central Catchment Nature Reserve. There are also plans to build on our heritage to adaptive reuse of selected buildings or enhancing the character of areas through sensitive urban design and place-making initiatives. Many of such buildings are dotted around Singapore. In the DMP 2025, URA has further proposed conserving the Net Steel Pavilions, the former Pasir Panjang English School, as well as selected buildings at Bukit Timah Turf City. Apart from conservation, URA has identified 3 new identity knobs at Siglap, Moonstool Lane Estate, and Newton. They add to the 18 existing identity knobs which URA previously identified based on their distinctive local character and identity and progressively enhanced over the years. These include more inclusive space, including a new pedestrian mall at Katong and new parks along Kallang River, such as the Moonstone, Bendemeer and Potong Pasir St. Andrew areas. Since October 2023, URA has engaged almost 220,000 people for their feedback on development plans of varying scale in the master plan, shaped around the 4 themes as mentioned earlier. Through multiple platforms, including exhibitions, dialogues, focus group discussion, and surveys, URA carried out its most extensive public engagement effort to date to ensure that the master plan balanced diverse priorities at the national, community, and individual levels. Here, let us applaud URA for their hard work. For those that are keen to know more, the exhibition will be held at the URA Centre Atrium at 45 Maxwell Road from 25th June 2025 to 29th November 2025, before going to the heartland. Enjoy watching.